Welcome to Zichu Daf Simani Mamre by Avram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Menachos, Daf Ein Zayin, the beginning of the 8th Perek, HaTodah HaSabah. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, the 8th Perek begins. HaTodah HaSabah Chamesh Sa'in Yerushalmios. The breads of the Todah come from 5 Yerushalmi Sa of flour, which are equal to 6 Midbarios Sa of the Midbar, meaning when the Torah was given, which was increased when they entered Eretz Yisrael. These equal 2 ephos, which is 20 isaron, which allows for 10 isaron for the chametz loaves and 10 isaron for the matzah loaves. This resulted in 1 isaron per matzah loaf, of which there were 10, but of the chametz loaves, of which there were 3 types, chalos, rikikin, and ravucha, of 10 loaves each, each type was made of 3 1/3 isaron, so there were 3 loaves per isaron. The Gemara proves that an epha equals 3 sa because a pasuk says that a bas is identical to an epha, and another says that a bas is 1/10 of a kur. Since a kur is 30 sa, an epha equals 3 sa, so the 6 sa midbarios of the Mishnah equal to an epha. Point number 2, Shmuel said 3 rulings. Ein mosifin al hamidos yosim ishtus. A city cannot increase the sizes of their measures by more than a 6th. Below al hamadbea yosim ishtus, nor can they increase the value of coins by more than a 6th. Hamistakir al yistakir yosim ishtus, and one should not profit through selling by more than a 6th. The Gemara's first 2 explanations for Shmuel's first ruling about increased measures are rejected, and the Gemara suggests another. The Lohavi Psidu Atigra, it is so the merchant does not suffer a loss of principal if he mistakenly sells a new measure for the old price, unaware of the increased volume, since a merchant usually profits by a 6th. The Gemara objects that if so, increasing the measure by a 6th should also be prohibited, since he'll have no profit. Zavim Zavin Tigri Ikri, does he buy and sell merchandise just to be called a merchant without making any profit? The Gemara concludes that Shmuel has a source in a pasuk that coins and measures may be increased by 6, which is calculated milgabar externally, meaning the 6th of the final total, which is a 5th of the original amount. Shmuel's ruling is supported by our Mishnah, which taught that 5 sa'in Yerushalmios are equal to 6 original sa'in, reflecting an increase of a 6th. And point number 3, the next Mishnah states, Mikulam hayanoto echad ma'asar truma. From all the 4 types of bread, the kohen would take 1 of 10 as truma. As the pasuk says, v'hikri b'menu echad mikol karban truma l'Hashem. He shall offer from it 1 of each bread offering as truma to Hashem. The word echad implies shelo yito prus, that he should not take a broken piece, but a whole loaf. Mikol karban implies shiyu kohal karbanos shavos, that all the bread offerings should be equal, 10 loaves each. Shelo yito mikarban achavero, so he will not take truma from one bread offering for another, but should take from each type for itself. A brisa derives from truma's maisa with the gezer shava of truma, that the truma taken from lachmei toda is 1/10 of the breads. It proceeds to derive from the Shtei Lechem that the chametz breads of Todah are similarly made of 1 isaron per loaf for a total of 10 isronos. It then derives that the matzah loaves are also made of a total of 10 isronos, and since there are 3 types of matzos, chalos, rikikin, and ravucha, each of which is made as 10 loaves, the result is there are 3 matzah loaves per isaron. So once again, the 3 points are, number 1, the 8th parak begins, HaTodah HaSabah Chamesh Sa'in Yerushalmios. The breads of the Todah came from 5 Yerushalmi Sa'a of flour, which are equal to 6 Midbarios Sa'a of the Midbar, meaning when the Torah was given, which was increased when they entered Eretz Yisrael. These equal 2 ephos, which is 20 isaron, which allows for 10 isaron for the chametz loaves and 10 isaron for the matzah loaves. This resulted in 1 isaron per matzah loaf, of which there were 10, but of the chametz loaves, of which there are 3 types, chalos, rikikin, and ravucha, of 10 loaves each, each type was made of 3 1/3 isaron, so there were 3 loaves per isaron. The Gemara proves that an epha equals 3 sa because a pasuk says that a bas is identical to an epha, and another says that a bas is 1/10 of a kur. Since a kur is 30 sa, an epha equals 3 sa, so the 6 sa midbarios of the Mishnah equal to an epha. Point number 2, Shmuel said 3 rulings. Ein mosifin al hamidos yosim ishtus. A city cannot increase the sizes of their measures by more than a 6th. Below al hamadbea yosim ishtus, nor can they increase the value of coins by more than a 6th. Hamistakir al yistakir yosim ishtus, and one should not profit through selling by more than a 6th. The Gemara's first 2 explanations for Shmuel's first ruling about increased measures are rejected, and the Gemara suggests another. The Lohavi Psidu Atigra, it is so the merchant does not suffer a loss of principal if he mistakenly sells a new measure for the old price, unaware of the increased volume, since a merchant usually profits by a 6th. The Gemara objects that if so, increasing the measure by a 6th should also be prohibited, since he'll have no profit. Zavim Zavin Tigri Ikri, does he buy and sell merchandise just to be called a merchant without making any profit? The Gemara concludes that Shmuel has a source in a pasuk that coins and measures may be increased by 6, which is calculated milgabar externally, meaning the 6th of the final total, which is a 5th of the original amount. Shmuel's ruling is supported by our Mishnah, which taught that 5 sign Yerushalmios are equal to 6 original sign, reflecting an increase of a 6th. And point number 3, the next Mishnah states, Mikulam hayanoto echad ma'asar truma. From all the 4 types of bread, the kohen would take 1 of 10 as truma. As the pasuk says, v'hikri b'menu echad mikol karban truma l'Hashem. He shall offer from it 1 of each bread offering as truma to Hashem. The word echad implies shelo yitol prus, that he should not take a broken piece, but a whole loaf. Mikol karban implies shiyu kol ha'karbanos shavos, that all the bread offerings should be equal, 10 loaves each. Shelo yitol mikarban ha'chavero, so he will not take truma from one bread offering for another, but should take from each type for itself. A brisa derives from truma's maisa with the gezer shava of truma, that the truma taken from lachmei toda is a 10th of the breads. It proceeds to derive from the shtei lechem that the chametz breads of Toda are similarly made of 1 isaron per loaf for a total of 10 isronos. It then derives that the matzah loaves are also made of a total of 10 isronos, and since there are 3 types of matzos, chalos, rekikin, and revucha, each of which is made as 10 loaves, the result is there are 3 matzah loaves per isaron. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Ayin Zayin, and our standard siman is an aze, a goat. So here goes. The goat carrying a large sack of flour for a tota that was marked Chamish Son Yerushalmios as well as Sheish Son Midbarios, since they are equal in measure, walked through a city that just increased the sizes of their measures and values of their coins by a 6th, and was about to cross paths with the Kohen's goat carrying 4 loaves from the 4 types of Lachmei Toda that the Kohen received as Truma. Once again, slow motion. The goat, that must be around Daf Ayin Zayin. A's. The goat carrying a large sack of flour for a tota that was marked Chamish Son Yerushalmios as well as Sheish Son Midbarios, since they are equal in measure, which reminds us the 8th parak begins Hatoda Haisaba Chamish Son Yerushalmios. The breads of the tota come from 5 Yerushalmi saw of flour, which are equal to 6 Midbarios saw of the Midbar, meaning when the Torah was given, which was increased when they entered Eretz Yisrael. These equal to Ephos, which is 20 Isaron, which allows for 10 Isaron for the Chametz loaves and 10 Isaron for the matzah loaves. So the goat carrying a large sack of flour for a tota that was marked Chamish Son Yerushalmios as well as Sheish Son Midbarios, since they are equal in measure, walked through a city that just increased the sizes of their measures and values of their coins by a 6th, which reminds us, Shmuel said 3 rulings, Ein Mosifin Al Midos Yosimishtos, a city cannot increase the sizes of their measures by more than a 6th, nor can they increase the value of coins by more than a 6th, and one should not profit through selling by more than a 6th. So, the goat carrying a large sack of flour for a tota that was marked Chamish Son Yerushalmios as well as Sheish Son Midbarios, since they are equal in measure, walked through a city that just increased the sizes of their measures and values of their coins by a 6th, and was about to cross paths with the Kohen's goat carrying 4 loaves from the 4 types of Lachmei Toda that the Kohen received as Truma, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Mikuma hiyanoto echad ma'asar truma. From all the 4 types of bread, the kohen would take 1 of 10 as truma. As the pasuk says, V'hikri b'menu echad mikol karban truma l'Hashem. He shall offer from it 1 of each bread offering as truma to Hashem. The word echad implies shelo yitol prus. They shall not take a broken piece, but a whole loaf. So once again, the goat carrying a large sack of flour for a tota that was marked Chamish Son Yerushalmios as well as Sheish Son Midbarios, since they are equal in measure, walked through a city that just increased the sizes of their measures and values of their coins by a 6th, and was about to cross paths with the Kohen's goat carrying 4 loaves from the 4 types of Lachmei Toda that the Kohen received as Truma. All right, so now it's time for our 4 Blabach Hazara. Daf Ayin Gimel. So the simmer Daf Ayin Gimel is a giant ostrich egg. So here goes. The Kohanim eating their portions from Karbanah served in giant ostrich eggs. Giant ostrich eggs? That must be around Daf Ayin Gimel. The Kohanim eating their portions from Karbanah served in giant ostrich eggs with the source written on them, which reminds us, in the previous Daf, the 7th parak began, Eil Menachos Nikmatzos B'Shirehen L'Kohanim. And these are the Menachos which are subject to Kemitza, and their remnants, the Shirayim, are for the Kohanim to eat. It lists 10 different menachos, and the Gemara asks for the source that even the shirayim of barley menachos are eaten by Kohanim. Chizki gives a source, and on this Daf, a brisa derives numerous offerings. So the Kohanim eating their portions for Kurbana served in giant ostrich eggs with a source written on them told the goy trying to bring a shamin that it really is an ola, which reminds us Rav Huna said, Shamei hov de kochavim olos. The shlamin Kurbanas of idolaters are offered like olos and are completely burned on the mizbeach. This can be derived from a pasuk or from logic. So the Kohanim eating their portions from Kurbana served in giant ostrich eggs with the source written on them told the goy trying to bring a shamin that it really is an ola, and told his friend and fellow goy bringing wine in a giant egg that he can't bring it on its own but connect it to his ola, which reminds us a braisa darshan's ezrach, native to teach, ezrach mevi nesachim. Only a native may bring nesachim by themselves without a carbon, ve'enu ovdir kochavim mevi nesachim, but an idolater may not bring nesachim by themselves. Yachulote ola so in te'unu nesachim. One could think that his ola would not require nesachim to be brought along with it, so the pasuk says, kacha, so shall be done for every bull and so on, to teach that even an akum's ola requires nesachim. Daf Ayin Dalet, so the Simmer Daf Ayin Dalet is an aid, a witness. So here goes. The man suspended from a helicopter with massive binoculars, who witnessed, that must be on Daf Ayin Dalet, aid. The man suspended from a helicopter with massive binoculars, who witnessed one kohen bringing his own, Minchas Chota, which reminds us, we learned that a kohen may bring his own karbanas, including a Minchas Chota. So the man suspended from a helicopter with massive binoculars, who witnessed one kohen bringing his own minchas chota, while another kohen who had just burned the kmitza from his own minchas chota was scattering the shirayim over the beis hadesh, which reminds us the Gemara brings three opinions about the procedure of a minchas chota of kohanim. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon agrees with his father that the kometz is burned, but says v'shirayim mispazrin al beis hadesh, the shirayim are scattered over the place of the ashes. So the man suspended from a helicopter with massive binoculars, who witnessed one kohen bring his own minchas chota, while another kohen who just burned the kmitza from his minchas chota was scattering the shirayim over the beis hadesh, spotted a kohen pouring wine that was donated as an offering into the shisin of the mizbeach, which reminds us the Gemara discusses what is done with the offerings of wine or oil. Our Mishnah holds the wine is poured into the shisin like the wine of nesachim accompanying a carbon. Daf Ayin Hei, so the Simmer Daf Ayin Hei is an Amma Aretz. So here goes. The Kohen was getting frustrated when the Kohanim, Amma Aretz, that must be on Daf Ayin Hei. The Kohen was getting frustrated when the Kohanim, Amma Aretz, could not get the procedure of the three applications of oil in a mincha straight, which reminds us, the Gemara brings in machlokes regarding the procedure of the three oil applications. Is the oil mixed in after they were already made into loaves, or is it mixed in when the mincha is still solus? So the Kohen was getting frustrated when the Kohanim, Amei Aretz, could not get the procedure of the three applications of oil in a mincha straight, and couldn't remember to fold the loaf of a mincha of Yisrael into two and the two pieces into four, which reminds us, the next mission describes the pesisa of a Yisrael's mincha. Kofel echod l'shnaim, ishnaim l'arba umavdil. He folds one loaf into two, the two pieces into four, and he separates the four pieces to allow for kmitza. A kohen's mincha is also folded into quarters, ve'eno mavdil, but he doesn't separate the pieces since it doesn't require kmitza. So the kohen was getting frustrated when the kohanim, Amei Aretz, could not get the procedure of the three applications of oil in a mincha straight, and couldn't remember to fold the loaf of a mincha of a Yisrael into two and the two pieces into four, told them to go eat their lunch and remember to say hamotzi even on less than a kazayas, as long as it looks like bread, which reminds the Gemara brings the machlokas if hamotzi is set on bread smaller than a kazayas. Rav Sheshes rules that one recites hamotzi even on pieces of bread smaller than a kazayas, and Rav adds that this is only where tarisa denahama, the appearance of bread, is still upon them. Daf Ayin Vav, so the symbol for Daf Ayin Vav is IV, intravenous. So here goes. When the kohen on IV, that must be on Daf Ayin Vav, intravenous. When the kohen on IV, because his hands were so sore from pounding the menachos 500 times, couldn't feed himself, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Kol menachos tunos shalosh meos shifa. All menachos require 300 rubbings between his hands, v'chamesh meos bi'ita, and 500 poundings with his fist or palm. The Tanakhama says the rubbings and poundings are performed on the wheat, so the husk will come off easily, but Rabbi Yossi says it's performed b'batzek with the dough, so it will look pleasant. So when the kohen on IV, because his hands were so sore from pounding the menachos 500 times, couldn't feed himself, told his visitor that he intended to bring four large loaves for his Todah offering when he recovered, which reminds us, Shmuel said, Lachmi Todah Sha'afa an arba chalos yatza. Loaves of Todah which one baked as four large loaves, baking each of the four types as a single loaf instead of 10 of each, one fulfills his obligation. Although the Torah says 40 loaves, this is only a mitzvah, but not critical. So when the cone on Ivy, because his hands were so sore from pounding Menachos 500 times, couldn't feed himself, told his visitor that he intended to bring 4 large loaves for his toad offering when he recovered, his visitor suggested he change to a less intense role and asked to become the sifter of the Omer, which required 3 saw to sift to get 1 isaron of flour, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that the Omer is a single isaron of flour sifted from 3 saw of flour, which is 10 times the final amount. The Shtei Lechem was 2 Yisronim sifted from 3 saw, and the Lechem Apani was 24 Yisronim sifted from the 24 saw. The Gemara explains that the Omer is made from the new crop and from barley, both of which increase the chaff, and 3 saw are required to produce a single Yisaron of fine flour. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do we have various opinions about whether harvesting unripe grain is considered katsira? That's on daf. Ein Aleph. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you know that the Kasira prohibition only applies to places from which the Omer may be taken? That's on Daf. Ein Aleph. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you know that Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita is only Docha Shabbos, where Shabbos was already overridden? That's on Daf. Ein Beis. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you discuss if Hamotzi is set on bread smaller than a Kazayis? That's on Daf. Ein Hey. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we have in Machlokas if the Omer may be harvested during the day? That's on daf. Ein Beis. Good. Number 6. Which daf brings sources for various offerings that are eaten by Kohanim? That's on daf. Ein Gimel. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we discuss one who separated Meiser from stalks of grain and then replanted them? That's on daf. Ein. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do you know the grain, flour, and dough combine with one another? That's on daf. Ein. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do you know the shlamim karbonos of Ovdei Kochavim are like olos? That's on daf. Ein Gimel. Great. And number 10. Which stuff do you discuss a case where an elephant swallowed palm fibers and expelled them and they were made into a basket? That's on daf. Samachtas. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri, wishing you a great day and great learning.